Coming up in today's program, more on the Funding for Lending program. Main Freight moves into the storage sector. The latest from the financial markets. And at the end of the program, I will reveal the business team's Bird of the Year pick. The centrepiece of the latest Reserve Bank monetary statement was the Funding for Lending program, a new weapon to deliver cheap money through the banks into the economy. The two-year program will lend up to $28 billion at the prevailing cash rate to banks with no strings attached. The RBNZ's chief economist, Yong Ha, says the central bank won't stipulate where the money goes.
It's not our job to sort of do the credit allocation. That's the bank's jobs. You know, they have the balance sheet. That is their day-to-day business, the credit allocation. We're about making sure that there is the right level of interest rates so that households and businesses can plan, can spend, can invest with confidence.
But it is possible that the banks might just actually pocket the money themselves, or that they might just put into something that is reasonably lucrative and orthodox, which is back into the housing market.
Yeah, well, in terms of the pass-through, we're pretty confident that the pass-through will happen. We know the competitive nature of the banking system is that when we lower funding costs, you know, traditionally through the OCR, when we've lowered the OCR, we've seen that pass through to retail rates. So much the same way, the Funding for Lending program, to the extent that it lowers funding costs and we're confident that it will, then that should naturally pass through normal competitive channels.
That's the RBNZ's chief economist, Yong Ha, talking to business editor Giles Beckford. And ASB's chief economist, Nick Tuffley, says the Funding for Lending program will give banks the courage to drop their deposit rates, which is expected to see an increase of withdrawals as savers seek better returns elsewhere. He says the program may also be enough economic stimulus to keep the official cash rate in positive territory at 0.25%.
More than some of the indirect impacts, the influence it can have on getting banks to essentially reprice down their deposits. Now, that's not great news for people with term deposits, but on the flip side is the Reserve Bank is really keen to make sure that bank funding costs do fall by hook or by crook so that banks can in turn lend at cheaper rates out into the economy and just encourage that recovery to get going.
ASB Chief Economist Nick Tuffley. And the country's largest transport company, Main Freight, will build more warehouses to keep up with the growing demand for storage from its customers. The company posted a strong half-year profit of just under $73 million, which is a 23% improvement on last year's result. Its managing director, Don Braid, says it's now preparing to buy more land and build more warehouses to handle more of its customers' freight.
In the early stages of COVID, we reduced our capital expenditure to be prudent for the balance sheet. But what we've seen is this increased growth and profitability, and that's given us the confidence to reinvigorate the capital expenditure. And we invested very good properties, very good facilities for our people to operate in and to make sure that we can handle our customers' freight with high-quality services. And that means we'll be looking to buy more land and invest in more buildings to cope with the growth that we've got.
That's Main Freight's Managing Director, Don Braid. Taking a look at the markets now, on Wall Street, tech stocks are bouncing back after 2 days of selling off. Markets also appearing to have broadly shrugged off legal challenges from President Donald Trump, as they have not produced evidence of problems with votes. The NASDAQ is up 1.8%, S&P up 0.9%, and the Dow Jones up a third of a percent. Meanwhile, our own Top 50 index starts today at 12,666 points, another record close. The dollar cracked the 69 US cent mark yesterday afternoon. It's now settled at 68.7, also 94.5 Australian, 52 pence, 0.584 euro, 72.5 yen, and 4.56 yuan. And I must get to this, I promised I would. Business team's pick of the year for Bird of the Year, backed, of course, by our bird-loving business editor, Giles Beckford, is the Ruru, also known as the Moor Pork. And the Ruru, much like our editor, enjoys the anguish and torment of sitting alone in the nighttime, singing the odd melancholy song, and thinking about maybe murdering something. Vote Ruru for Bird of the Year. That's business for now.